Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Another beautiful spring day. I can't urge you enough to get out and enjoy it if you can, while you can, because the heat and humidity of summer will be here before you know it. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I don't know what kind of doctor she is, prominent anti-vaccine activist who once claimed during a legislative hearing in Ohio that the COVID vaccine could cause patients to become magnetized, allowing them to, quote, stick spoons and forks all over their bodies, is not happy that RFK Jr. is now saying that they should get the measles vaccine. The only reason I wanted to quote that story from NPR is because you got to consider the source. This Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, a vaccine anti-vaxxer, claimed that the COVID vaccine could cause you to become magnetized and you could stick spoons and forks all over you, which I don't know that that's ever happened. Dr. Corey Hebert joins us now, he's the associate professor of pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, and he is on WWL as well. How you doing, Dr. Corey?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Let's talk about this reversal by RFK Jr., and I was mentioning earlier, unfortunately, you know, that's why libel suits are sometimes can be successful, because you can retract it all you want, but once you say something, the retraction hardly gets the notice that the original statement does. Let's talk about RFK Jr. and the measles vaccine.
Yeah, I had to stalk you a little bit yesterday, because I did the story on this reversal that RFK made. And the problem is that In government, in health, we have to follow science, and we have to stay out of politics. And that's a, excuse me, I don't know what's wrong with me.
I'll tell you what it is, that oak pollen. It's that oak pollen is what it is.
Yeah,
Doctor, I would prescribe a Benadryl.
Yeah, exactly. I hope it's not the measles. The issue becomes, you know, this whole time, you know, we have known throughout the last 50, 60 years that the measles is a very contagious disease. We know that, you know, it can cause subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. It can cause you to have a horrible high fevers. It can cause pneumonia, all these types of things. And we know this. And then all it takes is a few people to be fringe and not scientists and come out to say, well, we don't think this is right. So that has been the stance of RFK and a few of his other really anti-vaxxer compadres. And, you know, if something is rare, that's one thing. And you can call it rare. But if it happens to you, it's 100%, right? It's kind of like winning the lottery. Yeah, winning the lottery is rare, but you buy a ticket, because if it happens to you, it's 100%. So when these things start to come to light, meaning you are in Texas and you're looking at the mother of a child who died, or you looking at one of the 481 people who have gotten ill, very ill, from this disease that we know has a vaccine preventable status, then you kind of have to look at yourself and say, what have I done? What really is happening here? And I think that he had to come to, I don't want to say Jesus, because he may be atheist, he may be Christian, I don't know, whatever his Jesus is, I think he had to have a come to Jesus moment, which we have all had.
Let's say common sense moment, doctor, maybe?
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. And so his quote was, and I like to quote people, I'm not, you know, just talking about what I thought I may have interpreted. His quote was, the most effective way to prevent the spread of measles is the MMR vaccine. I've spoken to Governor Abbott. I've offered HHS's continued support. At his request, we have redeployed CDC teams to Texas. Right? So when you have that now, when can you ever go back as a person who is ethical and who is trying to be the best politician that you can be and say, I'm an anti-vaxxer for measles, mumps, rubella? Who can do that? And I think that that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing that you have to get to a point where you're like, this is real life, and it's not statistics, it's not play, it is science, and people, if you make bad decisions, people can and will die. And that's my biggest point I wanted to make today. You cannot just listen to people that are lawyers trying to sue people for a vaccine injury, even though I want to be very clear, because I know you're going to get a lot of texts about this. Vaccines prevent illness, but no medicine that you ever will has no side effects. Every medicine that you take could have a side effect, and that could be a vaccine. That could be one of the most serious killers of people in the world, which is Tylenol and Motrin. We pop them like Tic Tacs, but we never think about a disease you can get called Stevens-Johnson syndrome every time you take an ibuprofen. That can make you have such a serious reaction, your lips basically fall off, your skin falls off, and you die, right? So nobody talks about that, but that could happen every time you take a one pill of Motrin and read the package insert if you don't believe me. And
can it develop right away, doctor? The reason I say that is to keep working out and stay active. I take a lot of ibuprofen. Would I have known by now if I was going to get that?
Generally, yes. But the way that the body works, Tommy, it's really interesting. You have heard people that weren't allergic to crawfish, and then all of a sudden as an adult they develop that allergy. These things, the body is an amazing thing, and so it's possible that you can develop Stevens-Johnson syndrome after you have been taking ibuprofen.
Well, you know what? We got to take a break here, doctor, and we'll pick it up here when we come back. I hope that doesn't happen, but I want to keep working out and I want to stay active, and my face isn't all that good anyway, so if it falls off, it falls off. 721 traffic now, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Dr. Corey Hebert, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. RFK Jr. has reversed his position on the measles vaccine. We already talked about this nut job doctor from Ohio, I think it is. She's a DO, a doctor of osteopathic medicine, that talked about the COVID vaccine making you magnetic and causing spoons to stick to you. While another physician, a Dr. Bowden from Texas, who lost her privileges at a hospital over prescribing patients ivermectin during the COVID pandemic, told NPR in an interview that Kennedy was one of those candidates that attracted people who might not vote for Trump. And the reason I bring that up, Dr. Hebert, is I don't know how, and this is an ENT, this is a physician, I don't know how logic, how politics can get in the way of science when it comes to medicine. And can you maybe address that for me, please?
You know, Tommy, I think that, you know, our world right now is an echo chamber. We're full of cognitive dissonance, and people, you know, have so much information. I think that the ability to obtain information has far outpaced our ability to understand and synthesize information, meaning that our brains get so much information now all day, every day, that you don't know what to believe. So just a few minutes ago, not to mix metaphors.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I said something about a disease called Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Uh-huh. And people are like, wait a minute, Stevens-Johnson syndrome? I've never heard of that. Oh, my God. And then I'm sure they may have Googled it and they looked at the pictures and said, wow. Now, the reason why I bring that up is because as a physician, I've heard about that 1,000 times, but you're not a physician. So maybe you should not have heard of that, and maybe that's not something that's in your lexicon for you to be able to just pull out to talk about. But that's my job as a responsible physician to be able to give you that type of information. So if you go Google it, you'll go down the rabbit hole, and now you'll read the package insert on everything, tell all your family that they shouldn't take Motrin, and now everybody thinks that nobody should take Motrin. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I'm surprised that I've not heard more about that, or maybe I will now, Doc. Not that it's your fault, but the question I had is how people are mad about COVID. I understand that. Maybe the government handled it right. Maybe they didn't with the shutdowns. I don't know. History will prove that out. But you can't conflate that with a measles vaccine, right? Just maybe talk people through that, if you will, about...
You have to look at the body of work of a person or the body of work of a scientific group or the body of work of anybody, of any institution. You know, if the Saints had one player that was bad, you don't think that, you know, that the Saints as an institution is horrible forever, correct? Right. And so that's what you have to start thinking about when we start looking at the way that we responded to COVID, which was a very new thing that a lot of people made a lot of mistakes about. A lot of people did a lot of great things. But at this point, that has nothing to do with vaccines for all. It has nothing to do with us trying to be healthier as people. It has nothing to do with the scientific establishment saying that we have done very well in trying to prevent and continue to prevent disease. So that's what you must take every day differently when it comes to what you think or who you listen to, because these very revered sources of health information are the things that you need to be, the people you need to be listening to.
Doctor, thank
not
you.
Just people.
Thank you so much for your time. I hope we can enlighten people on this a little bit. And I'll see you and your lovely significant other at Salvo's soon, okay?
Oh, yes, sir.
All
right. I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Dr. Corey Hebert is eating some crawfish a couple of weeks ago. And who was sitting next to me? But Dr. Corey Hebert. 7:31, time for WWL First News. 7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Beautiful spring day. Get out and enjoy it before the heat and humidity arrive. Susan Bourgeois joins us, the Secretary of Louisiana Economic Development, well, the Louisiana Economic Development Secretary. I messed up your title. Sorry about that, Susan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. Tell me about the Louisiana Department of Economic, the Louisiana Economic Development Department, I guess is what it is.
Yeah, well, Louisiana Economic Development is the name of the agency. You know, I've been on the show many times, but all the time we're talking about either a specific project, a specific announcement, a specific win, which is great, too. The great thing about this one is I think we get to talk a little bit about the general direction of the department and where the state, through these efforts, are headed from an economic prosperity perspective.
Yeah, I'm sorry I messed up the title, but I wanted to just let people know what it is that you do and how actively you all work every day to try to bring industry and jobs to the state, right?
Right. No, I mean, absolutely. At the end of the day, our core mission as a state agency, but I always like to say that doesn't act like one, right, is to drive growth and opportunity for prosperity for Louisiana and its citizens. So, you know, that's sort of the overarching mission of what we do here.
So let's talk about this announcement, then we'll talk about other things, the ammonia announcement.
Yeah, well, I mean, yesterday, the irony is that we were going to talk about a strategic plan, but we keep having these wins in the meantime to interrupt it, which is a great problem to have, right?
Could be worse.
This was a project that had been contemplated for about 4 or 5 years. Back in the previous administration, there had been an announcement that CF was considering this expansion. And, you know, we actively like to believe that treating capital and treating industry aggressively in a way that gets them here is what moved this from a contemplation phase to an action phase. And the announcement yesterday was that CF with some partner investors would be investing a little bit over $4 billion in a blue ammonia plant in Donaldsonville, very close to the Hyundai facility that we announced 2 weeks ago at the White House.
So tell me what was involved in getting this deal.
Well, I think, again, you know, there is we keep hearing this. This was stated yesterday at the press conference and then even in private meetings between the company executives and the governor and myself. The truth is there is a welcome, there is a perception and a reality that Louisiana is open for and welcoming business right now, that we are creating an ease of use, if you will, to make it easy for companies to come here, invest, and ultimately be successful. Because when they're successful, Louisiana and our citizens are successful. And that just keeps getting repeated. So much of what, frankly, moved this project from that contemplation phase to the decision to invest the money and make it official was that ease of doing business and the state government and the whole of government wrapping their arms around the company to get it done.
So we're talking about 103, I think it is, permanent jobs with an average salary of $110,000. Those jobs, and my concern always is that people come from out of state and take those jobs, although Louisiana does need more population. I always think of the people here first. Who's likely to get these jobs? And take me through that, Susan, if you can.
Well, you know, I always say economic development, just like all politics, is local, right?
Right.
It starts that way. Our hope and expectation is it starts right in the Donaldsonville community where this investment is going on. Mm-hmm. You know, the announcement we made about Hyundai included a $30 million new training facility as part of the Louisiana Community and Technical College system. That facility is not just for Hyundai. It's for the West Bank of Ascension Parish and the people over there who want to get upskilled, reskilled, young people who want to get trained for these jobs. So first and foremost, we hope it comes immediately from the West Bank of Ascension Parish and the folks right there. But truth be told, with the sheer numbers of jobs that we're talking about adding in this region and in others, we do have wins happening all over the state right now, that there will be opportunities for people, again, upskilling, reskilling. But, you know, I don't want to get too much in my partner Susie Schauen's business on the Workforce Commission, but I will tell you the staggering statistic that folks in Louisiana should all be aware of is that it's not really our unemployment numbers that are a concern. Our unemployment numbers have been pretty consistently good for a long time now. The bigger concern is the number of people not participating in the workforce. Our workforce participation rate, which simply means the people who are of an age and are not disabled, so the people who are eligible for work, only about 60%, and that's a rough number, 58 to 60% of those people are actually working or looking for work. So a workforce participation issue is a really greater than the unemployment issue in Louisiana right now. This kind of opportunity gives us the momentum, the incentive, the emphasis on moving people from that not in the labor force into the labor force perspective.
All I would think all anybody could ask for is a well-paying, steady job, and that's, to me, what America is all about. We'll pick it up here. We come back, 752, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. Remember the Seinfeld episode, 758, Tommy Tucker, WWL, when Kramer says he kept making the stops because they kept ringing the bell? Well, we keep having Susan Bourgeois on, Louisiana Economic Development Secretary, because they keep announcing wins the latest, the blue ammonia plant on the West Bank of Ascension Parish. Susan, somebody texted, and I think this is a fair question, about have they signed on a line that is dotted, and how do you go from, or how, are we certain that Hyundai's going to break ground on this steel plant, that they're going to break ground on this blue ammonia plant, and what's the timeline on that?
Yeah, so, I mean, we are as certain as anyone can be in as it relates to a private industry and what happens in the world. Mm-hmm. But so the CF project is slated to begin actually later this year, okay, construction, and Hyundai is slated to begin mid-year to third quarter of next year.
So real quick, let me just jump in real quick. Tariffs are on everybody's mind. Is that a concern of yours as it relates to attracting investment, either foreign or domestic?
It is not, for two reasons. Number one, what actually happens with all of that, where we land with all of them, and what the economic outcome of it is all very much speculative right now. So we're not changing our policy. That's why we did a strategic plan to put us on a path forward. And secondly, you know, our partners with CF, actually a Japanese partner said this in the press conference yesterday, that at the end of the day, if anything, it just encourages them to build and get here faster before the component parts get tariffed, because there are some tariffs attached to them. So people aren't stopping decisions. People, in fact, if anything, are perhaps making them faster.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.